Joe Biden, Trump has put Israel in danger, despite peace with Arab states. By Joel B. Polak on September 11, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden claimed Thursday that President Donald Trump has put Israel in danger, even as more and more Arab and Muslim states make peace with the Jewish state. Biden was addressing a fundraiser held by J Street, a far-left, George Soros-backed organization that opposes the Israeli government. J Street styles itself as pro-peace, but opposes the Trump administration's peace plan for the Middle East, calling it the Trump peace sham. In his remarks to J Street, Biden reportedly claimed that Trump has put Israel in danger by tearing up the Iran nuclear deal, and that he has undermined the stability of self-determination for the Palestinians, undercutting hope for a viable two-state solution any chance that he gets. Another report claimed Biden was blaming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, not Trump, for undermining Palestinian self-determination. The Israeli government argued, in contrast, that it was the Obama-Biden administration's nuclear deal with Iran that put it in danger. The deal slowed Iran's nuclear program for a limited time, but expired after roughly a decade. It also allowed Iran to develop nuclear-capable ballistic missiles and to continue sponsoring terrorist proxies. Moreover, the deal removed many sanctions on Iran, gave the regime an estimated $100 to $150 billion in unfrozen assets, and delivered billions more in cash. The Iran deal also threatened Arab states, ironically and unintentionally, encouraging them to improve ties with Israel. The Trump peace plan offers Palestinians a state, plus $50 billion in investment, if it agrees to recognize Israel and stop terror and incitement. Trump signed a bipartisan law, the Taylor Force Act, in 2018, cutting aid to the Palestinian Authority while it continues to pay stipends to terrorists and their families. He also ended U.S. funding for a United Nations refugee agency for Palestinians that, critics say, encourages radicalism and prolongs the conflict. In the past several weeks, Israel has reached historic agreements to establish peace and normalize relations with the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and with Muslim-majority Chad and Muslim-majority Kosovo. In addition, Serbia, Malawi, Chad, and Kosovo have agreed to put embassies in Jerusalem, following the lead of the Trump administration, which did so in 2018. Saudi Arabia has also agreed to allow Israeli commercial aircraft to fly over its territory for the first time. And on Friday, the Arab Gulf state of Bahrain was reported to have reached an agreement to normalize relations with Israel. Biden once touted his pro-Israel credentials, but played a leading role in creating distance between the U.S. and Israel under President Barack Obama. He condemned Israel in 2010 for planning to build apartments in a Jewish area of eastern Jerusalem, and says he wants to restore the Iran nuclear deal, despite continuing Israeli objections. Biden reportedly acknowledged Thursday that Trump may accidentally do something positive regarding peace between Israel and the UAE. He also reportedly said that he opposes Netanyahu's wish to extend sovereignty, annexation, over Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, and also criticized the Palestinian Authority for its role in supporting terror and anti-Israel incitement. Biden also promised to reopen the U.S. consulate in Palestinian East Jerusalem, though it was actually in Western Jerusalem. According to Jewish Insider, J Street's PAC has raised over $2 million for the Biden campaign, and over $5 million for congressional races. J Street has endorsed Biden for president, and, according to the Times of Israel, Biden appeared to return the favor, reiterating many of the group's talking points. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.